So if one thing that we know, we are never alone, especially here in this community. So Reverend Cheryl, if you come on up here and inspire us, we are ready.
They were very clear. Cheryl, with your short self, get that mic down in front of your mouth. I think that's good. Oh, Kathy. Honey child. You know, I called Kathy and I asked her for... Get behind the mic. Ooh, that made a difference. And I asked her for that song. What was I thinking? That song always makes me cry. But it's so true. Okay. So the title of my lesson is Tag, You're It. You know, as a minister, when people ask you, even strangers, and when they hear that you're a minister, oftentimes I tell people, don't tell people I'm a minister. And then when people find out I'm a minister, they start asking me some questions. Like, why does God treat some people different than others? I see the heads going, yeah, I want to know the answer to that. No. People ask me, why does God give more to some than to others? Because I know principle, because I know the truth about God, I know the answers to those questions. See, so at first I tell people, well, I understand why you're asking the question because you're trying so hard to be prosperous, to be love, to be power. But the problem is, I tell people, it's not you that you don't get it. It's not you. The problem is, they taught you how to play tag incorrectly. You know tag. People taught you incorrectly, and it's not their fault that they taught you how to play tag incorrectly because they did not know how to play tag correctly. So we're going to forgive them. The other thing that I tell them is, the reason that you don't know that God does not play favorites is when they were teaching you about gravity, they didn't explain to you the whole story. Yeah, I'm looking at you saying, what the heck is she talking about tonight? I got. Okay. You know, every time I step up here, the first thing I do is to tell you what God is. You all are ready. God is love. God is life. God is light. God is power. God is peace. God is joy. God is health. God is beauty. God is prosperity. Love, life, light, power, peace, beauty, joy, health, and prosperity. That's what God is. And all of you are in agreement that that is what God is. Amen. See, the problem is, though, they didn't teach you how to play tag correctly. See, in the game of tag, you run around trying not to be it. Now, that really works as a child's game. But that does not work in a game of life when it comes to demonstrating your good. I notice that oftentimes what people do to feel better about themselves is to go out and buy stuff. And that's okay. But the problem is, if you don't recognize that what you need is already inside of you, you will end up with 900 pair of shoes, 8,000 purses. I'm going through my closet. That gold suit that you have in every size. things to feel better about yourself. So today I'm going to do a test, because you all know I'm a teacher. I'm teaching. So I said to you, God is love, life, light, power, peace, beauty, joy, health, and prosperity. But now I want you to feel something. I want you to say after me who you are. I am love.
I am life.
I am intelligence.
I am intelligence.
Now feel if what you're saying you are, feel if you really believe it. This is important. I am power.
I am power.
I am peace.
I am
peace.
I am beauty.
I am joy.
I am health.
I am prosperity. Now, if you're anything like me, 30 years ago, when I learned to say this about myself, there were certain qualities of God that when I said it, I whispered. And other qualities when I said it real loud. I am beauty! You know, some of these qualities, I believe more were here than other qualities. And that's because when they taught me how to play tag, I didn't learn it the correct way. See, now what I do when I say every day, I am love, life, light, power, peace, beauty, joy, health, and prosperity, I feel what qualities do I really believe I am, and what qualities I'm hoping that one day I could believe, and so what are these qualities that I don't even believe are anywhere in my space? See, some of these qualities of God, we have a better handle on than other qualities. If you're experiencing more month than you have money, you don't know your prosperity itself. And the cool thing is, it's easy to learn. If you're feeling that, is this all there is to life? That when you say I am joy and you really don't believe it, it's okay, because I can guarantee you joy is right where you are. You know, I talked about gravity. You know, we don't see gravity, but we know gravity is, and we know what gravity can do. I tell people often when they want to bring their children to my house, I say, I don't do children. Everybody got a child, grandchild. I don't do children. Because I recognize some of you people got your mouth open and say, oh, my God. Yeah, it's true. I don't do children. Because I recognize that children don't understand the law of gravity. my house with my stuff. You know, I don't use plastic, okay? I like china, I like crystal, I like nice stuff. And children who don't understand gravity, they just come in and it's gone. Okay, so I don't want. And all of you learn what gravity can do, but the problem is they did not teach you for the adult part of your life. See, what they should have done is to say, just like gravity that you don't see, but you have proof that it is, that there are other laws that are in place that can help you if you know how to work with them. And whoa, if you don't. Just like that piece of crystal that my nephew climbed up on the wall because I had it that high, and he climbed up on the wall and boop. I didn't let him in my house. He's 15 years old. He did not understand the law of gravity. But now he's a grown man. He uses the law of gravity. He doesn't take his children up to the roof and drop them off because he understands the law of gravity. We can't see it. Can't see gravity. But we've proven to ourselves that it's here. There's another law that can't be seen by the physical eye, but we can prove that it's here by the effect of it. And that's the law of being. B-E-I-N-G. The law of being. So let me tell you what happened when you were taught how to play tag and they taught you wrong, and now you can't understand why God is doing what he's doing, and you know God is wrong because, doggone, you doing everything you know how to do, and it ain't working, so it can't be you. It's got to be God. Take a breath, Cheryl. That's what I hear. Okay, so when you were a kid and you played tag, you ran around every place you could go and get behind anything you could get behind and got under whatever you could get under. I remember probably one of my friends, Charles Hams, he probably got on the roof so nobody could tag him. My sister knows that's right because she was there. He did not want to hear those words. You're it. We don't want to be it. See, God got a great sense of humor. God says, well, that works in the physical realm. But to have what it is you want to have, to live the amazing life you were meant to live, to be all that you can be, you're going to have to be love. You're going to have to be life. You're going to have to be intelligence. I hit that one. I hit that. See, that was complicated to me, that intelligence one, because I had dyslexia and I couldn't learn. I didn't learn how to spell. I still never learned how to spell, but I didn't learn how to read. I was like 9, 10, 11, 12, I don't know. So that intelligence one was the one I was questioning. Is it here? Where I am, is it here? Where I am? You know, although they taught me how to play tag incorrectly, Jesus told us, be it done unto you as you believe. You know, the whole teachings of Jesus was based on a theory that we are surrounded by an intelligent law which does unto each of us as we believe. as we know that we're it. You know, so when I have something that I want to experience, because I was taught that everything that I could possibly want in this life is here waiting for me to know that is who I am. I'm not experiencing it, but everybody told me that there's a power here that has given to you and withhold nothing, and I'm saying, then where's my stuff? And then I learned how to play tag correctly. So this intelligence thing, I knew that I didn't know it then, just like I didn't know gravity worked the way it worked when I broke the vase that I just broke not long ago, because I was not thinking in terms of if I let this vase go, it will break. So I'm dealing with this intelligence thing. And what I recognize is that I cannot experience any more intelligence in my life than I know myself to be. I'm it. You know, Maya Angelou said that she recognized that she needed more love in her life. And so she sat down, got still, and told herself, God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. And she told herself, she said she sat there for more than an hour telling herself that God loves her. She said, and then as she kept telling herself this, and she started opening up for this to be the truth, and then something inside of her, when she opened up to it, rang true to her. God loved her. See, at that moment, her understanding, her beingness, her itness of love expanded. And that which she could not experience the moment before, it was open for her to experience now, because she had moved to another level of knowing who she is, that the universe is obligated to fulfill. I am love. I am loved. You know, I don't want it to seem like many times where people taught you to throw an affirmation at something, and the moment you throw that affirmation at something, everything changes. Because it doesn't work that way, necessarily. To have anything you desire in this world that does not belong to somebody else, I'm saying that to the single people here that got their eye on somebody's husband or wife and say, ooh, let's get that clear. That ain't the one. You can have anything in this world. If once you move your understanding that what it is that you're looking for, you're looking with. We call this in science mind, we call this mental equivalent. Mental equivalent. That the belief that I have is the form I always get. That the belief that I have equals the form that is in my experience. That the belief that I have is that thing there, and that thing there, and that thing there. I used to go through my house when I was trying to understand this concept of being. I would go through my house, and I'd point at things and say, that's me. That's me. That's me. Now, when I pointed to that broken chair, that didn't feel so good because the broken chair is still in my house. Why is the broken chair in my house? Why is it there when I'm telling people, oh, don't sit in that chair because it's broken? Why is the broken chair still in my house? It was me. That was my understanding of my worth. That was my understanding of who I knew myself to be as far as prosperity. That was my understanding. That chair represented the it that I knew myself to be. Now, you know, we don't run out of it. God is it. God is it. God is it. You know, when somebody said to Jesus, told Jesus, you're a good man, and Jesus said, oh, no, don't call me good. He didn't want the people to get confused. He said, my good is God's good. I don't have any good that's not God's good. All my good that I'm experiencing is the good that I own, knowing that I am the individualization of God. That's where my good is. Well, on your own, you have no love, no life, no light, no power, no peace, no beauty, no joy, no health, no prosperity. On your own, you do not have it. All the love, life, light, power, peace, beauty, joy, and health that you're using is spirits. It is what spirit is. The good news, you're the individualization of spirit. Therefore, that is your love, life, light, power, peace, beauty, joy, health, and prosperity. It's yours. It's your it. But unfortunately, we're still running around the world acting like I don't want to be it. We're still playing the child's game that I don't want to be it. And not understanding that until I know myself as it, I cannot have my it stuff. Can't have it. You know, oftentimes when people have their dreams pop into their head, that desire pop into their head, they say no to it quickly because they're saying, I don't know how to do that. See, that's tag, the way a child plays. As an adult, with great understanding, you look at it and say, I am that. I am that. I can guarantee each and every one of you a fabulous new year if you simply take the desire that you have and think about it. Does this desire represent love? Does it represent life? Does it represent power? Does it represent peace? Does it represent joy? Does it represent health? Does it represent prosperity? What does this desire represent? And when you come to the conclusion of what that power represents to you, what does that power represent to you? Love? Well, the moment I know myself more as love, that's mine. Does it represent peace? Well, the more I know that I am peace and nobody can take away my peace, and my peace is God's peace, and I deserve peace, I am worthy of peace, I'm going to sit here and grow the peace in me. And when you grow it, that desire is yours in the physical. This is easy stuff. As long as you're not playing tag the way somebody taught you incorrectly. You're it. Only thing you have to do is get clear. People call me all the time and say, Reverend Cheryl, okay, get clear. Okay, get clear. And when I say to them, get clear, I'm saying to them, own it. That which you desire is yours. Be it. Be more of your understanding of it. Grow your understanding of it is what I'm saying. Grow your understanding that you are peace, you are love, you are prosperity. Grow that understanding. And when you grow that understanding, mathematically, it appears. People said to me, you do magic? No, I don't do magic. I just simply do what it is that I was told to do. Know who you are. Know that you are. Know that you are the individualization of God, and everything God is, you are. Nothing is being kept away from us. But I got to grow my understanding of power in me. I have to grow my understanding of joy as me. I have to grow my understanding of prosperity, that it is my birthright. I have to know that. And when I know that these qualities are my birthright, I stand in it. And when I stand in it and believe and do not move, it is an impossibility for it not to appear. I know how to play tag. I know how to play tag. Now, I want you to understand that essentially we don't believe a little and receive a lot. Want me to say that one again? Okay. Essentially, we don't believe a little and receive a lot. It doesn't work that way. Rather, to the degree that we believe in our prosperity and our abundance, to that degree will it manifest in our lives as a mental equivalent. The thought, the form. The thought, the form. The thought, the form. I have a girlfriend that when she was consciously demonstrating, when I say consciously demonstrating, she knew what essence she had to rise up. She knew what essence, love, life, light, power, peace, beauty, joy. She knew which one didn't match the desire that she had, and all of us know it. Because when we look at the desire that we have, if we're not standing in it, if we're looking at it from someplace else, you don't own it. When you're standing in your desire. So that's what she would do, consciously grow the essence that desire represented. So I had a phone call from one of my friends, and she called, Reverend Cheryl, I demonstrated. She had been very troubled about the fact that her mother, she didn't like where her mother lived, and she wanted her mother to live closer to her in a wonderful environment, and she didn't know where it was. She didn't know how to do it. Her mother's a senior. Her mother wanted to stay by herself and have her independence. So she said, she remembered, the only thing she had to do is to get clear. That's all she had to do for this situation not to exist in her life anymore. The only thing she had to do is to get clear. So what did she do? She went for a walk. She took her dog and she went to the walk. She went to a walk. And she recognized that a problem is not bigger than her God. She recognized that what she wanted, the universe was more than welcome to give her. She knew that she could not solve a problem at the level of where she created it, so she knew she had to go to higher ground in one of the qualities or more. She went walking. She called me when she got back. Reverend Cheryl, you won't believe this. I was walking my dog, and here's some person that had a dog too, and we were standing there talking, and that person happened to be the CEO of a retirement home that takes 2 years to get in. The waiting list is 2 years. She said, my mother's in. Get clear. Get clear. Get clear. Spirit is not so angry with you and not so unpleased with you that it made life hard for you to enjoy the joys of who it is, of what it is. It made it very easy for itself because we're the individualization of God, and that which we're experiencing, God is experiencing as us, in us, and through us. God didn't make it hard to have fun. We do. Because we think this has to be hard. Who would think that the only thing I have to do is grow the power that I know myself to be? I can read books and do that. I can go to classes and do that. I can sit in a corner with nothing around me and do that. I do it when I'm listening to the music. I do it. I sit there and feel how loved I am. I sit there and feel how loved I am. I sit there and feel how beautiful I am. I recognize that I could not see beauty in the universe if it was not resonating to the beauty that I am. So, do you want anything different in your life? Oop, didn't hear me. Do you want anything different in your life? You clear? Right where you are, it is. It's not hiding from you. What you have right now is the belief that you have. Expand the belief of who you are, it shows up. There is something you have to do. You know, people say, is that all I have to do? That's all you have to do, but that's what you have to do. You can't get around it. You cannot have more joy in your life if you don't know that you are joy, unlimited joy, abundant joy, joy having joy. I'm it. If you want more of it, you must be more of it. Well, you know that's not true. You can't be more love than you are this moment. You can't be more health than you are this moment. You can't be more power than you are this moment. It's whole, perfect, and complete right where you are in you. You have to notice it. You have to pay attention to it. You have to give it attention because we know that what we give attention to grows. That's the work that we have to do. It had to be easier than going out and building an ark. Because I don't think I would have done that. So it had to be easier. I recognize it has to be easy for you to do this, Cheryl, because God loves you as the individualization of it. That's my logic. My logic is that God is for me. So this has to be easy. It has to be an easy way. My logic is that this is a friendly universe. So everything I need, if I'm thinking correctly, it's right here. When I know that nobody can take away my joy, nobody can take away my power, nobody can take away my good. When I know that, then I will question, then where is it? And in a sane moment, I recognize, go shopping inside, Cheryl. Go shopping inside. That's the only place you can buy it. That's where it's going to stay. And this is fun work, because I get phone calls all the time with people. They are so happy because they have made their demonstration. Consciously demonstrating is fun. Being okay with not having your desire is not. Are you willing? Are you willing to change a belief just a little bit? See, that's the great thing about this. If you change a little bit, it must change a little bit. If you change a lot, knowing who you are, it changes a lot. You have control on how much you will let your cup of joy overflow. And to recognize that you having the utmost of joy takes no joy away from anybody. You living a prosperous life takes no prosperity from anyone. You having peace is good for the universe. You know, we were born to do amazing things. Amazing things. So my question to me is, are you doing amazing things, Cheryl? You were created to do amazing things. Are you doing amazing things? Now recognize, and I did an amazing thing the other day. I made a really good chocolate cake.
Did you bring it?
No. And my sister was not happy that I took all the cakes and the cupcakes out the house. She said, "You didn't even leave me one." Nope, didn't. Amazing things. You know, I'm looking at a friend of mine. She makes amazing brownies. It's amazing. Where's your amazing? Where's your amazing that you were promised? Where is your amazing? You don't have to go cure cancer. Where's your amazing? That's what we're here for. Mahatma Gandhi said, "Be the change that you want to see. Be the change." If you want more peace and you won't allow yourself to know that you are peace to a greater degree, don't expect it. If you want love and you won't allow yourself to know to a greater degree that you are love, don't expect it. If you want prosperity, and you don't recognize that right where I am, all the prosperity in the universe is right here waiting for me to know that it's who I am. If you're not willing to grow your knowingness of who you are about prosperity, don't expect to have it. to experience it, to play with it. This is really fun work. He said, well, it ain't feeling so fun to me. Carl Jung said, who looks outside of themselves, they dream. Who looks inside, they awaken. The only thing that you need to do amazing things is to awaken to the fact that your amazing is right there where you are, waiting for you to discover it. Ready for you to blow it up. Waiting for you to use it. It won't go away. You know, it's people here and of all ages, and I want you to know the Spirit is still talking to you, and Spirit is still able to do the desires that you have. You don't get too old. You can't be too young. You can't be brought up on the wrong side of the street not to be able to enjoy Spirit. The only reason that we don't have what we want is we don't know that that is who we are. When we throw out affirmations, we have to recognize that the universe is pretty intelligent. And so, therefore, what we say does not change anything. If we say it enough and enough and enough and enough, we may believe it greater. But just saying something without knowing that that is true of you will not give you a new form. But the good news is once you recognize it's in you, and once you recognize you are the one to have the control of how much you will build it up and let it show and sing it out, you're the only one that can stop you from having your amazing experiences. That's the good news. Because it's all in us. Can't fool the universe. If I could, it would have happened. Because I tried. To demonstrate more. So, tag, you're it. Tag, you're the love, you're the life, you're the power, you're the peace, you're the beauty, you're the joy, you're the health, you're the prosperity that God is in you, as you, whole, perfect, and complete. It's not going away. I don't have to use it today. It ain't going nowhere. But the moment I use it, the moment I know who I am, the moment I know greater, even just a little bit, who I am, the universe must show up and show me something different. I am so grateful for this. Love only says yes. Love only knows itself as you. Mary Baker Eddy said, to demonstrate, we must combine, make one, God, our desire, and me. We must make God, our desire, and myself one thing. No separating them. And the moment that I know that that is who I am, and the moment that I know that that desire is who I am, and the moment that I know I am the individualization of God, the moment I know greater of that is done. I know I'm not usually this serious. But I think it's time for you all to recognize, just like we all have to recognize, that until we go in, we will have to go without. And so it is. Yeah,